93 FM, WIVY Moorhead. ABC News Time, it's 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Automaker Ford announcing a major recall.
More than 400,000 Ford Bronco Sports are being recalled over a flaw in the electronics that monitor changes in battery charge. Low battery charge can cause a loss of power, increasing the risk of a crash, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The Bronco Sport is different from the bigger Bronco. The Sport is a crossover that shares a platform with the Ford Maverick pickup, which is also being recalled for the same issue. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Jury selection resumes today in New York City for the hush money trial of Donald Trump. 7 jurors were seated Tuesday. 5 more are needed, plus 6 alternates. The trial could begin on Monday. The Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are investigating an outbreak of salmonella linked to Infinite Herbs brand organic basil sold at Trader Joe's stores in 29 states and Washington, D.C. This is ABC News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it. Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
A.W. Graham Lumber.
When you need hardware, man, see A.W. Graham, man. We've got what you need, man. If you can't find it, we can. You'll find it all right here, man. A.W. Graham, man. We got lumber, fence posts, cabinets, vinyl siding, windows, doors, hardwood floors, generators, fence boards, guardrails, roofing, all the lumber you need to do things. We got it all right here, man. A.W. Graham, man.
Building a new facility? Is your growing business outgrowing your current storage situation? Graham Lumber in Flemingsburg offers delivery of new and used 20, 40, and 45-foot steel cargo containers. They're wind and watertight with locking doors for safety. Buy, rent, or rent-to-own from Graham Lumber. Stop by and pick out your container today. Graham Lumber, located at the junction of Highway 57 and Maddox Pike in Flemingsburg, and always on the web at grahamlumber.com.
A.W. Graham, man.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Get back in the game of life faster after illness or injury at Life Care Center of Moorhead. Our advanced rehab to home program defines each patient's specific physical, occupational, and speech therapy goals. And together, we help you attain them. This comprehensive approach means we can help you get back in the game faster. Find us at lcca.com or 606-784-7518. Experience the tradition of quality care at Life Care Center of Moorhead.
This is Gateway Regional News, winner of the Edward R. Murrow for Best Newscast. Award-winning news coverage starts now.
Good morning. Reporting for Gateway Regional News, I'm Chris Irwin. Rumpke Waste and Recycling in Montgomery County and Arkea Energy are teaming up to take trash and turn it into heat for homes. all through its renewable natural gas program, the first of its kind in the state. Trash at Rumpke Waste and Recycling will decompose and produce methane, CO2, and nitrogen. Instead of it seeping out in the atmosphere, Archaea Energy has built a $40 million plant across the street from the landfill to capture those chemicals and turn them into renewable natural gas. The product could heat up to 13,000 homes annually. Rumpke and Archaea Energy have teamed up for a similar project in Indiana. House Bill 11 is meant to keep tobacco products without FDA authorization off Kentucky store shelves. Some retailers have filed a lawsuit claiming the bill is unconstitutional. The FDA says they have received applications for more than 26 million vape products since 2020. Currently, only 23 have been authorized. The bill also requires businesses to report whether they're selling tobacco products and creates steeper penalties for retailers who sell to those under age 21. Secretary of State Michael Adams is named as a defendant in the lawsuit. Adams' office said they have not received the lawsuit yet and have no comment at the moment. And the Georgetown Police Department reports that several vehicles were damaged after cardboard spike strips were found near the Dan Cummings detail shop. According to Assistant Chief Josh Nash, spike strips were found on Maple Grove Road near the back entrance of the dealership. The strips were made of cardboard and screws due to the making of the spikes and the strategic placement. Georgetown police believe the act was targeted at Dan Cummings employees. Several employees and a Georgetown police officer ended up with flat tires from the strips. The damage cost about $1,500. That's been a look at some of the news. Our report continues after this.
Do you raise your own meat, milk, or eggs? Hinton Mills homegrown feeds are designed for those of you who enjoy the benefits of growing your own farm-fresh products. Try Hinton Mills branded pig, goat, layer, chick grower, freezer beef, and other homegrown feeds. Speaking of homegrown, we take enormous pride in the fact that most of our grains are sourced locally from our farmer customers. Quality food starts with quality feed. Whatever you're producing, when you use Hinton Mills feed, rest assured that you're starting with the highest quality grain as the foundation. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands, Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
In other news, social workers are limited to the states they're licensed in. But in the next 2 years, workers can only need one licensure to cross state lines and practice. The Social Work Licensure Compact, a new bill passed by Kentucky and six other states, could allow social workers to blur state boundaries with only one license. However, this will not go into effect for another 2 years. Kentucky has nearly 11,000 social workers across the state. Additionally, 15% of children ages 3 to 17 in the state deal with mental health issues. With the compact, Kentucky social workers can cross state lines and help children in other states who have limited resources, and those states can travel to Kentucky to help children here. The Mercer County EMS could stop operations by the end of the week. The ambulance service is operated by a private company that plans to stop service. Local officials maintain ambulances will continue rolling when people need them. Raintree Health announced its decision to discontinue the service to the community. Ameripro Health stepped in to take over. Mercer County officials say they are also collaborating with the Office of the Inspector General and the Kentucky Board of Medical Services to ensure a smooth transition. And a Kentucky woman has won $50,000 after purchasing a $50 Millionaire Club scratch-off. According to lottery officials, Latoya R. Waddell of Hopkinsville said she usually doesn't spend much on lottery tickets but decided to take the chance. She revealed a 500X on the $20 symbol, meaning she had won the $50,000 prize. She walked away with $36,000 after taxes and plans to buy a vehicle and spoil her first grandchild. The North Main Marathon in Hopkinsville received $500 for selling the winning ticket. That's been another look at some of the news. sports, and weather when we return.
Quality, advanced, affordable healthcare is the foundation of Primary Plus's 40-year mission. Primary Plus welcomes you and your family to our new Moorhead location on Kentucky 801 for primary care, counseling, and an on-site pharmacy. Our team includes Dr. Betsy Bailey, Shelby Richmond, Christy Kahn, Bethany McClure, and Wesley Wattenberger. Primary Plus always welcomes new patients. To learn more, call 606-548-5550 or visit primaryplus.net.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Time now for a look at sports. UK head basketball coach Mark Pope has landed his first commitment since taking over the Kentucky job. Guard Colin Chandler was released from his national letter of intent to BYU to follow Pope to Lexington per 24/7 Sports. Chandler was a member of the class of 2022 and the number 33 ranked recruit, but has spent the last 2 years on his mission in London, England for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So this means he will be a freshman. In his senior year, he averaged 21.7 points, 4.3 rebounds, 2.8 assists, and 1.7 steals per game. The United States men's national team was announced Tuesday, and three former Kentucky Wildcats have made the roster. Anthony Davis, Bam Adebayo, and Devin Booker will represent the U.S. in basketball in Paris beginning in late July. They join Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Stephen Curry, Anthony Edwards, and others for a team that has a combined 11 Olympic appearances and 10 gold medals. Adebayo, Booker, and Davis will be trying to win their second Olympic gold. Turning now to Major League Baseball, the Cincinnati Reds fell to the Seattle Mariners 5-1. They are off today but play the Angels tomorrow at 6:40. That game can be heard on 96.3 FM WIVY. In high school baseball from yesterday, George Rogers Clark over Mason County 18-4 in 5 innings. It was Powell County over Montgomery County 14-4 in 6 innings. And turning to high school softball, it was Estill County shutting out Lee County 22-0 in 3. Lawrence over Elliott County 11-0 in 5. And Pendleton County over Nicholas County 15-0 in 3. Turning now to a look at the WLEX weather forecast. Here is Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack.
Here's your LEX 18 Storm Tracker forecast, and we are looking at one more day of pre-summer. Mostly sunny sky. It's hot today. Highs will get up into the low 80s. For tonight, clouds thicken up, showers and storms arrive. Some of those storms could be strong. Overnight lows will be in the low 60s. Your Friday showers will be ending, maybe a little late day sun. Highs in the mid 60s.
Thank you, Bill. Our report continues after this.
You've been planning to build a pole barn or install a new metal roof, but you want to make sure they're built to last. Mansi Metal is a local company that manufactures quality metal roofing and post-frame buildings right here in central Kentucky. This means you'll have everything you or your contractor needs to install that metal roof or put up a building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester factory or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEAMetal.com.
Spring has arrived. Shower yourself with huge savings you'll find all this week at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA bonus beef bottom round roast is specially priced at only $5.99 a pound. Our family mac and cheese dinners, only 69 cents, and a box of Nestle's delicious drumsticks, specially priced, just $3.49. Don't miss these and all the other super springtime savings you'll find this week at Allen's IGA. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Time now for a look at Gateway Area death notices. Billy Wayne Jennings, 49 of Moorhead, the husband of Christy Robbins Jennings, passed away last Friday at his residence. In addition to his wife, survived by his mother, Shirley Kidd Jennings, sister Kimberly Sean Harris, along with other extended family and friends. Services 1 p.m. Thursday at the North Cut and Son Home for funerals. Burial to follow in the Kidd Cemetery at Blair's Mill. Visitation 11 a.m. till time of services today at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorial donations be made payable to the funeral home to assist with funeral expenses. The Northcutt and Son Home for Funerals caring for arrangements for Billy Wayne Jennings. Boyd Keaton Jr., 81, the husband of Alice Keaton, passed away Monday at his residence. He was a former heavy equipment operator, farmer, and member of the Sam Mara Regular Primitive Baptist Church. Survived by his wife, Alice Keaton, two sons, Lowell and Doyle Keaton, along with five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, two sisters, Anna Howard and Ava McKinney, and a brother, James Keaton. Services 1 o'clock today at the Harold and Stewart Home for Funerals. Burial to follow in the McGuire Cemetery. Arrangements are under the care of the Harold and Stewart Home for Funerals for Boyd Keaton Jr. Pastor Larry E. Williams, 79 of Frenchburg, passed away Sunday at the University of Kentucky Hospital. He was pastor at the Slate Creek Pentecostal Church and retired from the Bluegrass Army Depot. Survived by sons Billy Bowes and Larry Williams Jr., daughter Melissa Williams, sister Judy Barnett, along with eight grandchildren and five great-grandchildren. Funeral services 1 p.m. Thursday at the Slate Valley Pentecostal Church. Burial to follow in the Williams Cemetery. The Tall Funeral Home, caring for arrangements for Larry E. Williams. Ken Howard, Moorhead, a retired Round County teacher, principal, and coach, passed away Monday at his residence. Survived by his wife, Sarah Jane Plank Howard, son Ty Howard, daughter Candy Dales, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, as well as other family and friends. A celebration of life conducted Friday morning at 11 a.m. at the North Cut and Son Home for Funerals. The service will be live streamed at the North Cut and Son Home for Funerals Facebook page. Burial to follow at the Adams Plank Cemetery. Visitation today, 5 to 8 p.m. at the funeral home. Masonic services to be conducted at 7:30 p.m. at Moorhead Masonic Lodge, number 654. The North Cut and Son Home for Funerals caring for arrangements for Ken Howard. Marvin Bentley, 84 of Wellington, passed away Monday at St. Joseph Mount Sterling. He was a retired coal miner and U.S. Army veteran, member of Masonic Lodge 682 with 25 years experience as Master Mason and member of the Alhassa Shriners. Survived by his wife of 58 years, Lorraine Bentley, two daughters, Tracy McGowan and Rhea Bentley, son Michael Bentley, several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews. Services 1 p.m. Friday at the Big Woods Community Church. Burial in the Big Woods Community Cemetery. Visitation after 6 p.m. this evening at the funeral home and after 12 noon at the church Friday. Masonic rites conducted 7 p.m. this evening by Masonic Lodge 682. The Menifee Home for Funerals in Frenchburg, caring for arrangements for Marvin Bentley. Tammy LaVon Cox, 62 of Wellington, passed away Tuesday at St. Joseph Lexington. She was a retired respiratory therapist from Mary Childs Hospital and worked in foster care. Survived by her mother, Catherine Ballinger, sons Richard Tyler and Andrew Cox, brother Gene Whitaker, along with a grandchild, Jackson Cox, numerous nieces and nephews. Preceded in death by her husband, Randy Cox. Funeral services 1 p.m. Friday at the Tall Funeral Home in Frenchburg. Burial to follow in the Cox Cemetery. Visitation noon till time of services at the funeral home. The Tall Funeral Home in Frenchburg, caring for arrangements for Tammy LaVon Cox. Jocka Faye Blevin Sloan, 83 of Olive Hill, the widow of Fonza Sloan, passed away Saturday at Pioneer Trace Nursing and Rehabilitation in Flemingsburg. Survived by a brother, Albert Blevins, sister, Lily Jones, five stepchildren, Glennis Sloan, Gladys Runyon, Della Buckler, Ivan Sloan, and Millie Withrow. Funeral services 2 p.m. Friday at the North Cut and Son Home for Funerals. Burial to follow in the Sardis Cemetery. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. this evening at the funeral home. The North Cut and Son Home for Funerals caring for arrangements for Jocka Faye Blevin Sloan. Catherine Holbrook, 92 of Olive Hill, passed away Wednesday at the Windsor Care Center, Mount Sterling. She worked many years at the Olive Hill Finishing Company, Ashland Sales and Service, and Gateway Child Care and First Church of God. She also attended the Preston First Church of God. Survived by two daughters, Bonnie Gillum and Sherry Jesse, sister Barbara Sammons, brother Clayton Hedge, 12 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and four great-great-grandchildren, and a host of nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Services 11 a.m. Saturday at the Duval Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in Olive Hill. Burial to follow in the Holbrook Clay Cemetery. Visitation will be Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. at the funeral home. The Duval and Moore Funeral Home and Cremation Service in charge of arrangements for Catherine Holbrook. Kelly Willoughby, 61 of Jeffersonville, passed away Tuesday. He was a commercial salesman for Lowe's. Survived by his wife, Anita Willoughby, two daughters, Jennifer Frazier and Stacy Roundtree, son, Logan Craig, three brothers, Ferry, Eddie, and Stanley Willoughby, along with three sisters, Pat Trout, Bonnie Price, and Sandy Coldiron, along with nine grandchildren. Funeral services 1 p.m. Saturday at the Richardson Funeral Home. Burial to follow in the Martin Cemetery. Visitation Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. at the funeral home. The Richardson Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Kelly Willoughby. Aubrey Salyer Cotts, Jr., 92, of Moorhead, passed away last Thursday. Survived by a brother, Bernard Cotts, two sons, James Russell and Ronald Wayne Cotts, two grandchildren, Savannah and Seton Cotts. A celebration of life will be held 2 p.m. Saturday at the Northcutt & Son Home for funerals. Burial to follow in the Brown Cemetery with full military honors by Moorhead American Legion Post, number 126. Visitation, 11 a.m. till time of services Saturday at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Gideon's International. The Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals caring for arrangements for Aubrey Salyer Cotts, Jr. Christopher Chucky Lankford, 52, of Owingsville, passed away April 9th at UK Hospital. He was a Harlan County native, employee of Mountain View Estates, and member of the Morris Ferry Church of Christ. Survived by two sisters, a niece, two nephews, several cousins and friends. A memorial service will be held 3 p.m. Saturday, April 27th, at the Morris Ferry Church of Christ in Salt Lake. Visitation 1 p.m. till time of services. A second service will be held in Harlan, the Henson and Rich Funeral Home, caring for arrangements for Christopher Chucky Lankford. And Douglas Marvin Horsley, 58, of Hillsboro, passed away Saturday at the UK Bluegrass Hospice Care Center in Lexington. Survived by his mother, Maxine Horsley, sister, Barbara Haffer, two brothers, Estelle and Jesse Horsley, along with nieces, nephews, extended family, and friends. Funeral services 2 p.m. Sunday at the Hutton Funeral Home. Burial to follow in the Morgan Cemetery in Lewis County. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday evening and afternoon Sunday at the funeral home. The Hutton Funeral Home in Hillsboro, caring for arrangements for Douglas Marvin Horsley. That's been a look at Gateway Area death notices. A final look at news is next.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Don't work somewhere ordinary when you have extraordinary talent. Let Kentucky Staffing Solutions in Moorhead connect you with a great career. Depending on the position, get starting pay as high as $18 an hour. But it's not just staffing. They offer small business payroll services and can handle your company's pre-employment and random drug screenings. Get details at kystaffingsolutionsllc.com. Kentucky Staffing Solutions in Moorhead, across from the Rowan County Courthouse.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Brown Water Incorporated has issued a boil water advisory for customers on Highway 519 starting at Pretty Ridge and including 1274 and all side roads in the area. Boil drinking water until samples can be taken and evaluated. Latin Zumba will be held at the Sharpsburg Park Shelter tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. and theater games will be held 6 to 7:30. The Bath County Quarterback Club will host the first annual Bath County Football Steak and Bean Bowl May 2nd. Pre-orders are taken for T-shirts for the event. You must order by today. Cost is $22 per shirt. Payment and orders can be dropped off at Irma's in Owingsville. The Cattleman's Ribeye Drive-Thru will be held this Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Montgomery County Extension Annex Garage. Call 859-498-8733. Leave your name, number of orders, and approximate time for pickup. The cost is $10 per order, cash or credit card accepted. The second annual Nancy Green Pancake Queen Spring Festival will be held this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Courthouse Square, downtown Mount Sterling. The Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast will take place this Saturday from 7 to 10 a.m. at the MCHS High School Cafeteria. A free health fair will be held this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Du Bois Community Center. And the Cave Run Symphony wraps up its season with a performance 3 p.m. Sunday in the Moorhead Conference Center. Tickets available at the door with cash, check, or credit card. Students will receive free admission, and tickets can also be purchased at the Moorhead Visitor Center. And that's been a look at some of the news this 18th day of April 2024. I'm Chris Irwin.
Fun music 24/7. Fun.